Deck the Hits with Reba and Fitz.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree.
Song.
Me too, Reba. Such a great song. Elvis Presley, the king, with the song Blue Christmas. And these days, almost everyone thinks that the song is an Elvis original, but country music pioneer Doyle O'Dell originally recorded the song in 1948, and another version was recorded by Ernest Tubbs in the early 50s before Elvis added it to his Christmas album in 1957. And before that song was my friend and co-host of Deck the Hits with Reba and Fitz, Reba McEntire, putting the sugar and the spice and everything country in the old Christmas classic Up on the Housetop. And Reba, just a couple of minutes ago while the music was playing, you and I were talking about Christmas movies. So, if you could, would you share your favorite Christmas movie and why?
It has to be Christmas Vacation. I absolutely love it. We always watched it on Christmas Eve, and the kids would just sit there and watch it over and over and over. Sometimes we even watch it in July.
Oh, my gosh. Mine, too. I absolutely love that one, when the squirrel gets in the Christmas tree. And do you have a cousin Eddie in your family? You know what I mean? A very interesting relative who never disappoints. For me, it was my great uncle Jim Foy, and God rest his soul. He's passed away now, but he would always be the one to tell really, really crude jokes, and he would always start talking about politics. What about you?
I'd say, I don't know if he's a cousin Eddie, but my brother Pake is probably the most interesting. He loves to tell stories. He's a great joke teller. We have to make sure that he tells them PG friendly. But I'd say it's Pake. Pake is a very unusual McEntire. Pake's a lot of fun. He's very interesting, and he tells great stories.
Well, I know you're going to recognize this song from National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. This time, performed by country music star Jake Owen, the Hawaiian-themed Christmas song, Mele Kalikimaka.
Mele Kalikimaka is the thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway. Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright, the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night. Mele Kalikimaka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas to you.
Christmas Day.
Kalikimaka is the thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway.
Jake Owen and Mele Kalikimaka. You're checking out Deck the Hits with Reba and Fitz. And as so many of us are spending time with our family and friends and being near loved ones and enjoying food, there are men and women across the world right now who aren't able to spend time with their families this year because they are serving our nation and they're fighting for our freedom. So we honor those who are serving right now. We live in the land of the free because of the brave. This is for you.
Another year has come and gone, and I'm still here holding on to this rifle and a picture of my kids, saying it's a holiday. Sure as hell don't feel that way. I don't think Jesus meant for it to be like this.
And Christmas lights from Rodney Carrington. And to those that are serving our nation right now, thank you for your service and everything you do. Merry Christmas and happy holidays. And the song you heard before that was Mele Kalikimaka, a song that puts you on a beach somewhere in Hawaii, with Jake Owen doing his amazing version of the Bing Crosby classic. You're checking out Deck the Hits with Reba and Fitz. And attention, kiddos, I'm going to give you a couple of seconds to sort of get close to the radio or your mom and dad's cell phone. All right, listen, kids. If you think you've been bad at times this year, there is still hope. Santa Claus sent me a message on my Facebook page from the North Pole, and he wanted me to share it with all the children of the world. I'm talking about Santa Claus, Miss Claus, the reindeer, all the elves. They say that children can still get on the good list by doing the following things between now and Christmas Day. So, Reba, you want to go ahead and take it from here?
You bet. Go to bed on time when your mama and daddy tell you to. Clean your room. Eat all your vegetables. Brush your teeth. Very important. Do a good deed for someone else. Santa says he's been reading all your letters and he thanks you for them.
Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list and checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. Well, he sees you when you're sleeping, and he knows when you're awake, and he knows when you've been battled good. So be good, for goodness sake. You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Santa Claus is coming to town. You better believe it. From Dylan Scott right there. And welcome to Deck the Hits with Reba and Fitz. And we are just a message away. You can also send a voice memo if you want. Tell us where you're listening to the show. Just go to Facebook or Instagram and search two words, follow Fitz. Coming up in minutes, our Christmas music continues. We'll be right back after a big cup of eggnog.
You've heard the buzz about IT jobs and cybersecurity and AI, right? Why not prepare for a career in these fields and take advantage of the high demand? You could enjoy a more rewarding and recession-resistant lifestyle. Train in just a few short months at My Computer Career. No experience necessary. Already in IT? Skill up for positions employers need to fill. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. That's mycomputercareer.edu. Financial aid is available for qualified students, including the GI Bill.
Nothing slows my little girl down, except a stuffy nose.
Mommy.
That's why I use Sinex Children's Saline from Vicks. Sinex instantly clears mucus in everyday stuffy little noses with a gentle, ultra-fine mist designed for kids. Just Sinex? Breathe. Her stuffy nose is gone for now. And so is she.
Sinex Children's Saline. Sinex? Breathe. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Step into a timeless journey at Fraser's Mercantile, a gem nestled in Catawba, Wisconsin. Since its inception in 1911, this haven preserves history within its antique hardwood floors and steel ceilings. Unearth treasures as you explore aisles adorned with discounted groceries, a curated selection of liquor, and a nostalgic array of vintage penny candies. Embrace quality and affordability as you discover discounted brand-name outdoor workwear, adding functionality to your adventures. Let Frazier's Mercantile in Catawba, Wisconsin, be your portal to the past, where exceptional finds await at every turn.
This holiday season, the good folks at Forward Bank of Park Falls and Phillips would like to wish you and your families a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Forward Bank is dedicated to making a difference and an impact in our beautiful Wisconsin communities. As you travel to your holiday destinations, be safe and enjoy your time with family and friends. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Forward Bank.
It's the season for stress-free driving. Morgan Auto and Truck Center in Phillips, Wisconsin wishes you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Our skilled technicians provide festive service from tune-ups to towing. Explore quality pre-owned vehicles on our lot for worry-free auto care and holiday joy. Call Morgan's Auto and Truck Center on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
What's holding you back from learning the language you've always wanted to know?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's lessons take just 15 minutes a day.
15 minutes isn't long.
Nope, and they're fun. So you don't realize you're learning a language, but you are. In 3 weeks, you're able to start having conversations. And Babbel's lessons are built around real life.
And with Babbel, it isn't hard.
It's perfect.
Start learning a new language today. Go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Did you know there's an actual candy cane lane in Wisconsin? It's only real during the holidays, but one Milwaukee area neighborhood has been sharing its holiday cheer for close to 40 years. 300 residents along West Oklahoma Avenue in West Dallas decorated to be part of Candy Cane Lane this year, free to drive through and enjoy. But since 1984, $3 million in donations have been raised and given to the MAC Fund to fight cancer. I'm Terry Barr. From all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network, happy holidays.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. A dense fog advisory remains in effect. Lows dip down to about 38 with fog in spots tonight under overcast skies. Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance for isolated rain showers with fog in spots early tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 49. Cloudy skies expected. Isolated rain showers likely tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 43. Overcast skies. Temps well above average Monday and Tuesday with highs from the low 40s to the mid 40s. Showers possible both days. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frobley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Currently, it's 40 degrees.
They play the best music, and it's not always the same. They play a variety. It's always the best music.
98 Q Country.
I'm Reba McEntire playing the Christmas hits with Fitz. It's okay to rock around the Christmas tree on CT40's Deck the Hits. Let's get back to the sounds of the season.
Sounds pretty good to me. Here's Gary Allen with Please Come Home for Christmas.
Bells will be ringing. The sad, sad news. Oh, what a Christmas to have the blues. My baby is gone. Me greetings once again. Choirs will be singing Silent Night. Oh, Christmas carols by candlelight. Please come home for Christmas. Please come home for Christmas. If not by Christmas, then by New Year's. Friends and relations, send salutations. Sure as a star shine above. Oh, but it's Christmas. Yeah, it's Christmas, my dear. The time of year to spend with the one that you love. So won't you tell me you'll never more roam this Christmas and New Year's. We'll find you home. There'll be no more sorrow, no grief or pain. I'll be happy, happy with you.
Ooh.
Christmas and New Year's, we'll find you home. There'll be no more sorrow, no grief or pain, 'cause I'll be happy, happy once again. Once again.
Continuing the tradition that Bob Kingsley started 29 years ago, you're listening to Deck the Hits with Reba and Fitz.
It should be all green and gold, watching snow coming down Charlie Brown, and everybody gathered round the tree.
Chimney. That was Keith Urban with the 2019 hit song, I'll Be Your Santa Tonight. And before that, we had Gary Allen, honorary Eagles member, singing on Please Come Home for Christmas. And you're checking out Deck the Hits with Reba and Fitz. And hey, Reba, I hear that you have a little bit of Christmas music trivia for us. Is that true?
Fitz, the classic Christmas song, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, has a very interesting story behind it. Back in 1939, the Great Depression was starting to fade. And with World War II right around the corner, people were struggling to have that Christmas cheer. Montgomery Ward Department Store took it upon themselves to get children and families into the holiday spirit by creating a free book for kids. Copywriter Admin Robert May came up with the idea of Rudolph as his main character. The book ended up being a huge success for Montgomery Ward, but they signed over the copyright to May in 1947. And just 2 years later, it was Bing Crosby that was given the first crack to sing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. However, Gene Autry recorded the song after Crosby turned it down. That was a big mistake, since 2 million copies were sold in the first season, and the song continues to be one of the best-selling of all time.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen, but do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history. Even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Nicknamed the Singing Cowboy, and for good reason. That was Gene Autry with the 1949 Christmas classic, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Welcome to Deck the Hits with Reba and Fitz. And Reba, you said earlier that your upcoming book, Not That Fancy, is half autobiography and half cookbook. And I'm very curious. I love food. As a child, was there something that you looked forward to, maybe from your mom or your grandma, that they cooked each year?
Absolutely. Grandma was a great cook, and she made the best banana pudding ever. And when Grandma passed on, it was my cousin, Paula Darlene, and my responsibility to carry on the tradition of banana pudding. Now, we had a competition every year, whose was the best, and everybody said we were both really good. Everybody said our banana pudding, both were very good. And Paula Darlene, my first cousin, was devastated when I told her that I made my banana pudding from a box, where she made hers from scratch. So I say Paula wins.
Well, way to go, Paula. And I don't know, Reba, there's a special place in my heart for those box desserts. Welcome to Deck the Hits with Reba and Fitz. It's our 29th annual Christmas special that Bob Kingsley started so long ago. The sounds of the season continue right now with East Texas girl Casey Musgraves, and I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas.
Listening to our CT40 Christmas special. This is Deck the Hits with Reba and Fitz.
kids are out of school. There's magic in Motown. The city's on the move. In Jackson, Mississippi, to Charlotte, Carolina, and all across the nation, it's a peaceful Christmas time.
Under the mistletoe. Turn up the sounds of the season on Deck the Hits with Reba and Fitz.
Favorite groups, Pentatonix, with Mary Did You Know? And the first time we heard that one was back in 1991 from Christian recording artist Michael English on his self-titled debut solo album. Welcome to Deck the Hits with Reba and Fitz. And the greatest co-host of all time is here, Reba McEntire. And Reba, in addition to Christmas cookies and Santa Claus decorations and all the Christmas lights and Hallmark movies, of course, I have a soft spot for novelty Christmas songs. And you want to take it from here?
Grandma got run over by a reindeer. When most people think of Christmas songs, their thoughts immediately turn to such sacred classics as Silent Night or Joy to the World. Many people think of romantic Christmas tunes like All I Want for Christmas Is You or Merry Christmas, Darling. But there's a lot of us who don't consider the holidays complete until we've heard a song that helps us celebrate by tickling our funny bone. After all, despite the gruesome title, doesn't Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer always make you laugh? We have Elmo and Patsy to thank for that little ditty. Christmas and novelty songs definitely go together. So let's sing along with this one and smile.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. Drinking too much eggnog, and we begged her not to go, but she forgot her medication, and she staggered out the door into the snow. When we found her Christmas morning at the scene of the attack, she had hoof prints on her claws marks on her back. Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Now we're all so proud of Grandpa, he's been taking this so well. See him in there watching football, drinking beer and playing cards with Cousin Mel. It's not Christmas without Grandma. All the family's dressed in black, and we just can't help but wonder, should we open up her gifts or send them back?
Send them back!
Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Now the goose is on the table, and the pudding made of fig. Ah, and the blue and silver candles that would just have matched the hair in Grandma's wig. I've warned all my friends and neighbors, better watch out for yourselves. They should never give a license to a man who drives a sleigh and plays with elves. Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Sing it, Grandpa.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Make sure and drive safe this Christmas. No speeding allowed, or you might take out Granny. That was Elmo and Patsy with the legendary Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. And you're checking out the 29th annual spectacular of this Christmas special. Welcome to Deck the Hits with Reba and Fitz. And Bob Kingsley started this Christmas special so long ago, and we're continuing the tradition with all your favorite Christmas music. And if you're out there right now, and if you feel alone during this holiday season, reach out to us. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram at two words, follow Fitz. We want you to know you're not alone. And we're going to continue decking the hits with Reva and Fitz after this.
As you get ready to head out ice fishing or maybe just enjoy a walk in our beautiful North Woods, head on over first to Bader's Sports Center in Phillips. You'll find all the live bait, the supplies, and the Stormy Cromer apparel for the whole family, including your pets, and last-minute Christmas shopping items, too. Bader's Sports Center has great gift ideas, plus gift certificates that you can stuff right into that stocking. Bader's Sports Center in Phillips is the name to remember for hunting, archery, fishing, and cold weather gear. Bader Sports Center, 262 South Lake Avenue, right there in Phillips, Wisconsin. They're located right next to Pick and Save. And see them on Facebook, too.
See Dependable, made in the USA appliances at Akron Appliance and TV, downtown Medford. Appliances by KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, and Amana in stock. Whether it's just one piece or an entire kitchen suite or new laundry, they have something for every budget. Remodeling or building soon? Now is the perfect time to lay away a new appliance package, and they can hold it until your project is ready. Interest-free financing is always available on your new appliance package, and always service after the sale at Akron Appliance and TV, downtown Medford.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Stockbox is a program that provides healthy food every month to improve the diet and nutrition of lower-income seniors 60 and over. Monthly food packages include canned fruits, canned vegetables, cereal, canned and dry milk. If you would be interested in this program or if you have questions, please contact Cheyenne Litvinoff at 715-339-2158 or email cheyenne.litvinoff@co.price.wi.us.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Visit Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Wisconsin, and get your best night's sleep on a spring air mattress set. Queen and full sizes on display with twin and king available. Plus, Ken will deliver no charge within 40 miles of Phillips. At Ken's, you're going to find several types of flooring and carpeting by Mohawk with installation right from the store. Also, shop a variety of consignment furniture and other unique items on display. Open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday, Ken's Carpet Center is your K&B appliance outlet also. Stop in today or call Ken's Carpet at 715-339-4838 for measurements and installation. Ken's Carpet, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin. Jingle bells are ringing throughout the North Woods, wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from North Woods Community Credit Union in Park Falls and Ashland. Years have come and years have gone, but one thing has remained the same since 1953. NCCU's heart is always in the communities they serve, providing the latest in financial services to kids, teens, and the big kids at heart, too. See them on Facebook or stop in to one of their locations in Park Falls and Ashland. Northwoods Community Credit Union, federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
Did you know December 25th isn't just Christmas? It's also National Pumpkin Pie Day. This delicious dessert originated in the U.S. in the 1800s and really grew in popularity when it became a part of Thanksgiving, though the official day to celebrate pumpkin pie is still December 25th. Sounds like a delicious reason to enjoy it. Don't forget to add some ice cream or whipped cream for an extra special treat. I'm Terry Barr, and from all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network, happy holidays.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. A dense fog advisory remains in effect. Lows dip down to about 38 with fog in spots tonight under overcast skies. Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance for isolated rain showers with fog in spots early tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 49. Cloudy skies expected. Isolated rain showers likely tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 43. Overcast skies. Temps well above average Monday and Tuesday with highs from the low 40s to the mid 40s. Showers possible both days. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Currently, it's 40 degrees.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98 Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sabertson. One dead, another wounded in a shooting at the Paddock Mall in Ocala, Florida, police say. At the scene when it happened, Jennifer Hunt Murty, publisher of the Ocala Gazette newspaper.
I don't live in Disneyland thinking it can't happen. You know, I'm very realistic about the threat.
Police say the shooter ran away. Last-minute shoppers warned to beware of scams involving gift cards, says Kristen McGrath, editor for Retail Me Not.
The easiest way to avoid those scams is just buy them directly with the retailer. Go to the retailer's site. Go to the retailer's store.
President Biden saying of a phone call he had today with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that he did not ask for a ceasefire. The president's left for Christmas with family at Camp David. Everybody wants to boogie on down with the little old cowgirl. Country band The Chicks saying they are shocked and saddened by the death of a founding member, Laura Lynch. Cops say she was killed yesterday in a head-on crash in Texas. Lynch was 65. This is ABC News.
Look around. You found yourselves under the mistletoe. Welcome to the most anticipated show of the year and the soundtrack to your holiday season. It's Deck the Hits with Reba and Fitz.
Merry Christmas and happy holidays, y'all.
Merry Christmas to you too, Reba. Here's Leanne Rimes and Put a Little Holiday in Your Heart.
Ooh, feel the cold wind blowing, winter's coming on. 'Tis a season, so they say.
Perfect Christmas tunes. We've got our crew loaded up and we're driving I-35 southbound on a road trip to Oklahoma City. To everyone else out there on the roads, safe travels and Merry Christmas. Make sure you keep Reba and Fitz turned up. We're all in this together.
today.